This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And I am so excited because today I am diving into a hot topic, and that hot topic is outdated tactics on Instagram, because we all know that Instagram changes every single day, and I want to help you steer clear in 2024 to keep your Instagram strategy intact. How does that sound? It sounds good. Okay, let's dive into this episode today. But you know that keeping your strategy fresh and effective, my friend, is key. And today I am here to guide you through what is no longer working and also share what is working so that you can implement these things, okay? And if you find yourself needing a little bit of help after today's episode, don't worry, you already know I got you. So let's get into it. First things first, Instagram continues to evolve every single day, and so should our strategies. We do not need to stay the same, okay? One thing about social media, one thing about digital marketing is things change, and our strategies need to evolve with that. So as we step into 2024, some once popular methods, they lost their luster. And effectiveness, my friend. They have lost that, okay? So let's break down these outdated tactics and explore how you can adjust your approach for better engagement and results. Sound good? All right. First things first, let's talk about these hashtags. Now, hashtags use 50,000, use 10, use 20, right? And these generic hashtags, by the way, I know hashtags have been a hot topic, so let's really discuss, are hashtags good? Are hashtags bad? Should you still be using them? How many should you be using? Okay, gone are the days, number one, of the generic hashtag that will get you visibility, because that is not what will get you visibility in 2024. In 2024, it is all about niche-specific hashtags. Like, what would somebody be searching if they were looking for you online, right? That is what people, and when they go to the Instagram field and they search something, they're most likely looking for something specific. So we don't want our hashtags to be generic. We want our hashtags to be specific. So in 2024, it's all about niche-specific hashtags that relate directly to your content and audience. So this shifts helps you target more effectively and reach those who are truly interested in what you have to offer, not just randoms, okay? We want our stuff to be visible for someone who is most likely searching for what we have. We have the solution. So we really do have to be strategic when it comes to the hashtags. I also want to say, I talked to Instagram a few weeks ago, and when I talked to Instagram a few weeks ago, they were saying that, you know, yes to the niche specific hashtags, but also they said that don't use 30 hashtags. Remember, y'all, the days where we were using 30 hashtags on our posts? No, that's outdated, okay? What Instagram told me is that stick between 3 and 5. And back to what I was saying before, niche specific, because you really want to think about who is searching, what are they searching for on Instagram, and how could they possibly potentially find me, okay? Now, let's talk about the second outdated tactic, okay? Over-promotional content. You are promoting overly, all right? Users are beginning to become weary of constant sales pitches. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be pitched to. Nobody wants sales every day, all day. You got to figure out the right way to do it and not to be come off so salesy, right? And a lot of people do have that fear, like, oh my God, I don't want to be so salesy. Cool, right? But Instagram audience, guess what they crave on Instagram? Authenticity. Just be yourself. Show up. Right now, I'm doing this podcast, but I'm also recording live on Instagram so people can see the behind the scenes. And hey, if you're watching, hey, y'all, if you're listening, hey, you're listening, but I'm also doing two things at once. Authenticity and storytelling is important still in 2024. It's not going away, right? And so instead of pushing out products and posts every single day and saying, buy this, focus on creating meaningful connections with your followers. And that's what I'm all about. I'm not here to try to sell you something every day. I am here to help entrepreneurs get visible, especially new entrepreneurs and business owners, to get their business visible, leveraging marketing, right? In a way that works for them. And y'all know I believe in multi-channel marketing, meaning you should be in multiple places, but you don't have to have that stress you out. You can do it in a way that works for you. So when we talk about promoting, let's focus on creating meaningful connections. And this will help you build that like, know, and trust, right? And through engaging valuable content, it's going to help resonate on a personal level with your audience. And that's important, right? You do not want to be somebody who is super salesy. You do not want to continuously, yes, we want to sell every day. I do want to go back to that. You can sell every day, but do it in a way that's super authentic and that's not just like right in your face, right? So we talked about generic hashtags and we talked about over promotional content. So we have some other things that we need to chat about when it comes to 2024 and what's working when it comes to these Instagram.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Tactics. Now, I want to talk about next, which is something that's really important, is ignoring your Instagram stories. Instagram stories are gold, and you can 100% absolutely make money with your Instagram stories. Okay? You can, but you need a strategic plan. And reels are good too, all right? Ignore Instagram stories and reels. Don't do this. If you're still not leveraging Instagram stories or reels, my friend, you are missing out on significant engagement opportunities and significant visibility opportunities, okay? Reels reach, period. Okay? Reels have reach. These features on Instagram are perfect, again, for the behind the scenes, especially Instagram stories, showcasing the behind the scenes, showcase what you're doing in your day, showcasing maybe you're coming out with a new product or service, and maybe you're attending an event. Stories are great for behind the scenes content, quick updates, and even user generated content. So don't forget about user generated content, which can boost your visibility significantly. Okay. So what are we not going to forget about, my friend? Our Instagram stories. And we're going to leverage our Instagram stories to give a real life look and build that authenticity, build that personal relationship with your followers, with your community. I have to be honest with you and say that long gone are the days that you were just going to post and think that you are going to build a community and get people to buy from you just because. That is no long, that is not happening. We are in 2024. Maybe in 2020 it was easy and you could just get people to buy stuff. People's buying behaviors in 2024 are much different from 2020. And if you are not consistently understanding the marketplace, understanding how Instagram works, if it's a platform that you want to use to grow your business and make money, then we're not in a good place, right? You want to stay on top of the changes. You want to stay on top of how things are changing. And so that's why I'm sharing with you today these outdated strategies that we need to stop doing. And one of those is ignoring Instagram stories, right? Not showcasing the behind the scenes, not showcasing the authentic content and or user generated content, right? That can help boost our visibility engagement. That is what I help my clients with, boosting your visibility and engagement, giving you real strategies on how you can do that. Maybe it's through creating a funnel that starts with Instagram, right? Instagram is the top of the funnel. Maybe you create a video that showcases a freebie, but you're going to use your Instagram stories to tell people about that video that you created about your, right? And then they're going to sign up and now they're in your funnel and you have your funnel created. It's awareness. They're going to go through your funnel and eventually most likely buy from you, right? If it's the right decision, but you have to understand your audience buying behavior. You have to understand how your audience thinks, all of those things. We're not getting deep in that into this episode today, but I just wanted to talk about that. So the next thing I want to go into is neglecting your audience. No interaction. You have to give engagement to get it. It's not a one-way street. Engagement is a two-way street. If you are listening to this podcast today, I want you to know that nobody is going to engage with your content if you don't engage with their content or other people's content. Be someone that's visible. Be someone that engages. It's a two-way street, okay? Don't just expect to show up and post and ghost. Show up, post, and engage with other people's content as well. Really enjoy it too. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it, okay? Do it for the sake of knowing that you're going to build a community. Do it for the sake of knowing that you're building something and that it takes engagement to get to to get to where you want to be, right? So engagement is a two-way street. If you're not actively responding to comments and messages, you're only hurting your relationship with your audience, period. You're hurting your relationship. But you're also negatively impacting your algorithm and your visibility. So make interaction a priority, my friend, to help you foster community and loyalty. That's what we need to do, okay? We need to make sure that this is a priority. That is something that we think about doing every day, especially on Instagram. Okay. You don't got to be on there 24,000 hours having this spend, you know, take up most of your day. No, no, no. Let's plan. Okay. Let's plan these things. Let's really create a strategy where you're showing up consistently, but you're also engaging. You're also engaging. So let's recap real quick, because this was a power pack. It's been a power pack episode. I hope you've been taking notes, because you already know that the Social Media Decoded podcast drops gems, right? Gems for you to pick up and gems for you to implement, right? So take what you learn and implement, because if you don't, you will not see the results that you seek. And this is why I've created this podcast that has over, at this point, 389 episodes. That's just so amazing. And last week, thank you all so much. Social Media Decoded made it to the top 40 on the marketing on Apple Podcasts. The charts, y'all. We made it to the top 40. So I was so very excited. Thank you all so much for your continued support of the Social Media Decoded Podcast, because without you, this would not be possible. Okay. So let's go over really quick. Let's recap. All right. We talked about generic hashtags. We talked about over promotional content. We talked about ignoring your Instagram stories. And we also talked about neglecting your audience interaction engagement. So these are some outdated tactics that are not happening in 2024. Okay. So if you're doing some of the things that I mentioned today, stop and let's come up with a plan. Okay. Let's come up with a new visibility plan for you. So if you're noticing, my friend, that your Instagram tactics might feel a little bit rusty, it's okay. It is okay. And you may not be seeing the results that you want. It might be time, my friend, for a marketing makeover. And so I offer personalized marketing makeover videos delivered to you within 48 hours in your inbox to help you refine your strategy and to get you back on track. So to get started, my friend, if you're interested in a marketing makeover from me, just click the link down below in the show notes or simply send me a DM over on Instagram with the word makeover at Michelle L. Thames. Are you following? You probably should be following. Well, those who are watching live on Instagram right now are following me. So are you following me? If you're listening to this podcast right now, make sure you head on over to Instagram again at Michelle L. Thames. Hit that follow button. Okay. And friend, if you're feeling like you're not really, you know, where you want to be with your Instagram, with your marketing, no worries. Okay. I got you. I offer personalized marketing makeovers. Again, I will send you your makeover with your whole entire strategy and plan and a personalized video for you in 48 hours. So if you're on this podcast, I'm right now, go over to Instagram and DM me the word makeover. Let's refresh your approach and propel your Instagram to new heights in 2024. Yes, well, this has been a power-packed episode, and I want to thank you so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded. And I want you to remember, staying updated with the latest trends and best practices on Instagram is crucial for your success. Do not let outdated tactics hold you back, friend. You can do this. You can totally do this, okay? Don't let it hold you back. You can do this, all right? Once again, I'm your host, Michelle Thames, here to help you decode the best strategies for your social media success. So until next time, my friend, keep innovating, keep engaging, and most importantly, keep growing. I will talk to you all in the next one. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.